You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So next up, we've got a piece from Jaden Lyric.
The Wire.
I don't know, and frankly, the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire.
This week, over 400 members of Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei made a four-hour-long hīkoi from the marae to the High Court in Auckland City to challenge the Crown over a long-time land dispute. In 1840, after the signing of the Treaty of Waitangi, hapū sold 3,000 hectares of their land to the Crown for £341 for the purpose of setting up a town settlement and creating a mutually beneficial relationship between the Crown and hapū. 6 months after the sale, the land was resold to settlers for over £24,000. The money was used to build major developments in Auckland, including roads and hospitals. The Crown capitalised on Ngāti Whātua's good faith transfer of the land, so what we experience as Auckland today was due to the betrayal of the Crown. The Crown also offered land in this area to other iwi over treaty settlements. By 1990, hapū only owned a quarter of the land. In 2011, hapū reached a settlement with the Crown over treaty breaches, which included $18 million in commercial redress, as well as an apology. Now, Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei are challenging the Crown over 2018 Supreme Court ruling regarding concerns around Hauraki Marutu Ahu offers in a 2019 redress. Ngāti Whātua's 10-week-long case will challenge the Crown's position in offering land within an iwi's border to settle claims from a separate iwi. Here is Joe Pihima, a member of Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei, speaking to the New Zealand Herald on the issue.
We've got a situation where the Crown has given they've given a corridor through the 2014 Mana Whenua Collective Redress Act. They've given iwi who are not from here, who are not the tangata whenua, and who do not actively live in Tāmaki Makaurau. And when I talk about Tāmaki Makaurau, I'm really talking about the central Tāmaki area, which is our rohe, our region. So the Government Act of 2014 has really given wings to other iwi to find ways of being able to receive and claim land in this area. That's not right. In 2012, we signed our settlement with the government. That was a full and final settlement. That was meant to take care of the past grievances, but from out of that settlement, the government has created another grievance, which has been to create an unfair playground. It's not level, and what we're trying to say to the government today in court and for the next 10 weeks is, look, tikanga is important. Tikanga is the framework by which you should be able to, the government and the courts should be able to work their way through who has real entitlement, who are the tangata whenua. But what the government essentially are saying, and it's now being taken on by the local council, is that, well, tikanga doesn't apply. In fact, we don't recognise tikanga, but what we recognise is that through the formation of the super city within that broad region now, from Wellsford down to counties, we've got a number of mana whenua or tangata whenua from various regions. But what they've done is they've actually said, no, you can all be mana whenua of the whole region, and we're going to say that all of you have a collective voice, all of you have a collective entitlement, no matter what part of the region.
He speaks of the Māori principle of tikanga, which is a Māori set of practices and values that may vary from iwi to iwi. These differences, however, are honoured as it is the land and customs of the Māori who reside on the land that they believe should be respected. Here is Raiha Gray and Tepin Clark of Ruawawa Kuamatua Charitable Trust speaking on what tikangi means to them.
Tikanga is different in the community, you know, in a way that you haven't got a tupuna whare, you're not on a marae, but you go as close as you can to the to the tikanga of that area, of that iwi, of that hapu. You carry that tikanga. Also, at the same time, respecting other tribal tikanga as well.
That's right.
And you understand, and the way that we can overcome that is at the beginning of a hui, you actually outline what the tikanga of this area is, this marae or this community, wherever you are, and then people or visitors will know as they come in that this tikanga of this area, of this community, of this marae, of this iwi, or this hapu.
Yeah, I often like to think that what we do at home, you know, you honour your home. So when we go onto our marae, you know, we ask of people coming onto it that they do the same, that they don't do anything outside of the norm. Yeah, so, and a lot of that is respecting. Respecting, like as Fire said, honouring the people that we come into contact with and them with us. And so if you're in Rome, you do what the Romans do, or for us Māori, well, hey, kia tika, kia ngā mea katoa, you know.
Yesterday, Andrew Little told Justin Wong from the Thursday Wire that the Crown doesn't want to get involved because of tikanga, despite the issue being dealt with within a court system based entirely in colonization and westernized ideals. It's interesting to consider what a tikanga-based Maori system court might look like, especially since the two iwis have been pitted against each other, not really due to their own wants or faults.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.